It's one of the oldest stories in American comics, that of Little Orphan Annie. And Annie is coming to the Taft Theater for the Children's Theater, this time in the production Annie Jr. And joining me from the Children's Theater is Eric Bird. Thank you for coming in, Eric.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Eric, Annie Jr., a lot of people hear these musicals with Junior tagged on. Give us a little background into those people who may not be aware of what a Junior musical is.
So a Junior musical is a scaled down version of the full show that originally ran on Broadway. And the licensing agent takes the property and shortens it for the attention spans of our young audiences. So all the songs that you know and love from Annie are still in the show, but they're a little bit shorter. And the side stories or the secondary characters are more streamlined so that we hit that around an hour long runtime for our young patrons who are just being introduced to theater. It's a great way for them to come and experience the magic of theater without a two-act show and an intermission in between. So we're able to keep their attention a little bit longer.
So we're going to see all the familiar characters, Annie and Sandy, Daddy Warbucks and Grace and Miss Hannigan.
Yes, all of the characters from the show are still there, still in it, and we have a live dog playing the role of Sandy, as well as some fantastic talent filling out the rest of the roles. So it's going to be super exciting.
Who are some of the actors we're going to be seeing in this production?
In the lead role is a young lady named Diana Hutchinson. She is taking on the role of Annie. As Daddy Warbucks, Justin Glazer. In the role of Grace Farrell is Lauren Everett. And Katie Arbor is playing the role of Miss Hannigan.
Now, of course, Junior doesn't mean it's going to be kids cast. All of those that you mentioned are well-known adult actors in town. But there is a group of kids involved in this.
Yes. So we do have our student actors who play the roles of the orphans in the show. All of them are young actors who came and auditioned back in August. We saw over 300 actors for the show, many of them young ladies to fill out the rest of the orphan ensemble. So we have an extremely talented group of youngsters as well who are taking on those iconic orphan roles, and they'll be singing and dancing and mopping and cleaning and jumping and running around.
The Children's Theater makes it a point of each year having several productions that uses student actors. I know you still have Matilda coming up. How can a student actor get involved with the company?
The best way to get involved with the Children's Theater of Cincinnati is to check out all the great things we have to offer. We offer classes, camps, musical theater intensive, as well as the main stage auditions. If you're just kind of interested in seeing what theater is like, there's some exploratory camps and classes. If you are very much into it and you've been training and want some additional training to focus on acting, singing, and dance, you can audition for our musical theater intensives. Or if you're already a star and ready to go, come on out and audition for the main stage. We have auditions in May and in August of each year. Again, we see upwards of 300 actors each session to fill out the roles in all of our upcoming shows. So there's a lot of people there, but it's a great way to be involved in theater. And we see students who come in at age 9 and stay with us forever.
And when will the Children's Theater be announcing their 2021 season?
We've already announced the first show in our season. We announced that back at Christmas, and the remainder of the titles will be announced at the opening of Annie.
Now, we should say that even though the performances are at the Taft Theater, most of these activities happen out at your studios on Red Bank Road.
Correct, yes. Most of the camps and classes happen at our studios on Red Bank Road, as well as all of our main stage rehearsals, but the shows on the main stage take place at the Taft.
Now, public performances for Annie Jr. will run February 29th through March the 8th, but you have several other performance programs involved for Annie Jr., not the least of which is your school time performances.
Yes, yes. Our school performances happen during the day within that week of our weekend performances, and we bring buses down. It's a bus ballet, I call it, where they pull in, unload a group of children, pull the next buses around, and it is a coordinated effort between all of our staff members, the police department, the faculty of the schools. Everyone is involved in making sure everyone has a great time experiencing theater for most of these kids for their first time.
And there is also a very special performance on the first Saturday at 2 p.m.
Yes. On our first Saturday at 2 p.m., we have a sign language interpreter for the hearing impaired who will be on hand down front with a spotlight so that it can be enjoyed by all guests.
And in addition to this is something that's becoming more and more frequent in the Cincinnati theater scene, and that is the sensory-friendly performance.
Yes. So Annie will have a sensory-friendly performance. It is on March 8th at 11 a.m., and that is specifically designed and tailored for any families with family members who might have sensory sensitivities. And so what we do with those performances is we bring the house lights up to a certain percentage and bring the sound in the house down so that it is not as loud or as dark as our typical performances. And if the show has any startle moments or moments that feel unexpected, we provide a document that gives them a play-by-play of everything that will happen on stage. So it's a wonderful way for all families to come out and experience theater without having to worry about any outside forces that might keep them from being there. So it's a wonderful, welcoming environment. It's a place where parents and children and everyone who comes can enjoy the theater.
It also is a smaller audience. It is a special reservation situation so people don't feel overwhelmed by large crowds.
Correct. Yes, we typically sell tickets for about 500 guests, but sometimes we don't reach that. Sometimes we get close to that, but it's definitely smaller in size and scope. So there's more seating options. You don't feel as packed into a tight theater.
And how do people get tickets for this particular performance?
They can do so by visiting the website, and it'll lead you to either the Ticketmaster link to purchase or put you in touch with some folks within our in-house that can help direct and help you get tickets set up for that specific performance.
Now, Annie Jr. is a shorter version. How long does it run?
It's about 60 minutes.
And the kids get a chance to see their favorite songs, but in shorter forms. Do the kids get to see the student performers about the same amount of time as they usually would?
Yes. The orphans do almost everything they do in the original production. So there will be a lot of orphan dancing and running around for them. So it's always exciting when students in the audience do get to see those kids their age up on stage. And this year we are celebrating the power of a child. So all of our leading characters are played by kids, which has been really fun to see the response from our students in the audience really connecting with the stories that they're seeing and connecting with the issues that these characters face and developing that empathy for the circumstances they find themselves in.
Now, the story itself, most adults will be familiar with it, either from the original comic strip or from the original musical. It has a lot to deal with loss and rediscovery. Are you finding in the process that you're becoming aware of how some of the, like the concept of her being an orphan plays with your younger audiences?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that's so interesting to me about the character as a whole is her longevity in pop culture. Coming onto the scene in 1924 as a comic strip and enduring all the way up to today. And one of the things I thought about when I was looking at the piece is how universal her optimism is and how accessible that is in the material she presents. So in her songs, Maybe and Tomorrow and all of her scenes and everything, she really is guided by optimism. And I think that's something that kids can connect to and relate to and also be inspired by. So if for some reason they are feeling down, when she sings that anthem Tomorrow, whether it's rallying her team of friends. In the auditions, I said to the girls who were trying out, like, this is your anthem. This is your rally cry to the people of the Depression who are suffering, and you're giving them hope. So give the audience hope and make them stand up and cheer and be on your team. And I think that that's kind of a universal feeling that even kids can connect to.
Well, that is Annie Jr. being presented by the Children's Theater at the Taft Theater, February 29th through March the 8th. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Eric Bird. Eric, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thanks so much for having me.
For more information on Annie Jr. and the rest of the Children's Theater season, please be sure to visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my